Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. It's unbelievable to me that it is almost October already. It's fall, the leaves are changing, the weather is transitioning. Amen. And it's beautiful out there. I give glory to God. We honor Him. We honor the God of creation. Amen. He made all this for our enjoyment. Amen. And I give glory to God. I give honor to Him on tonight. Amen. Even we are transitioning. Our bodies transition a little slower. And some of us are a little stopped up, have little colds, and are sneezing here and there. Amen. But we're moving on. And we'll transition into the season as well. Just like the weather is transitioning and the earth is transitioning, we will. Amen. Because God made these bodies magnificently with buffer systems. Amen. And ways to, with immunity. Amen. That is able to transition from season to season. We give glory and honor to the Lord tonight. Amen. We're reading from the book of Obadiah tonight in its entirety from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord, as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God. Amen, for your love, your kindness, and your grace toward each and every one of us. Lord, we thank you for unmerited favor. We thank you, Lord God, because you are the strong creator. You are the Lord God Almighty. All-seeing, all-knowing, and omnipresent God. You are the true and the living God. There is no other, only you. Hallelujah. I give glory and honor to you tonight, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your kindness, your love toward each and every one of us. I thank you, Lord God, for your guidance and your truth. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the spirit of truth that is present even right now to right every wrong. Amen. To dispel every myth. Lord God, I give you glory. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for alignment and realignment on tonight. I thank you, Lord God, for realigning us with your will, realigning us with your truth, realigning us with our purpose. I give you glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for each and every listener, Lord God, and for the things that you are doing in their lives. I give you glory, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, even if they don't know how to thank you themselves. I thank you. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your mercy and your grace. I thank you, Lord God, that you love us so much. Oh, Lord God, that you beckon us and you correct us and you turn us and you mold us and you make us and you cause us to stand up with our heads high even when our faces are down to the ground from time to time. You are the lifter of our heads, the Lord strong and mighty, mighty in battle. Oh, Lord God, we give you glory. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing even right now, the things that I see and the things that I do not, the things I understand and the things that I do not. I thank you, Lord, because I know that you are in the midst working it out for each and every one of us. Oh, Lord, you're upturning things, Lord God. You're turning things around. You're undoing things. You're adding things to us and taking things away, even adding people and taking people away that have been destructive to our purpose. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, I give you glory, 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 praise, Lord God, and I honor you because you are God all by yourself. You are our deliverer. You are our keeper. You are my strength, Lord God. You are my strength when I feel like I have none and I can't go on another day. Here you are strengthening me and refreshing me and making me able to move forward. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I give you glory, praise, and honor because you are worthy. You are the great physician. You are the one that heals our bodies, Lord God, heals our minds, heals our souls, Lord God, after we have been abused and rejected and turned away and turned aside and invisible and misunderstood. You come in and you heal us. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord God. Oh, my God, I give you glory. I thank you, Lord. You are our great physician. You are our provider and our keeper. You are our health and our strength. You are our God, our deliverer. You are our salvation. You are. Oh, Jesus, and there is no other way to receive salvation but through you, and I honor you tonight. I thank you, Lord God. I honor you, Lord God, in your sovereignty and your majesty. Oh, Lord God, I honor you, Lord God, with everything that I know how on tonight. Oh, Lord, I come humbly into your presence, Lord, thanking you. Thanking you, Lord God. Thanking you. Thanking you. I'm praising you, Lord God, for all that you are, Lord God, for all that you are and all that you are doing. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for the next step. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for the next level. I thank you, Lord God, for the promotion. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for the move. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for what you are doing. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, for this series, Lord God, and the blessing of coming before you, Lord God, each day, Lord God, to read your word and to expound and to pray, Lord God, and to be in your presence, Lord God, and consistently in your presence. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God. Bless each and every soul, Lord God, that is gathered around the radio, whatever form it is, with me. Bless them, Lord. Heal them, Lord God. Let no part of their life, Lord God, remain untouched by your spirit even right now. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you see every prayer that is lifted up before you. You see every soul, Lord God. You know each and every one by name. The hairs on their heads are numbered. Father, in the name of Jesus, move right now, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God. Move now, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I bind every evil that has come against our purpose, every ancient evil that has come against our purpose. Lord God, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, send forth a legion of angels, Lord God, to each and every home of each and every listener right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, to make war with the enemy of their soul and to minister, Lord God, to the needs, Lord God, of each and every one. Oh, Lord, usher them into your peace. Usher them into your salvation. Usher them into an understanding of you unlike, Lord God, even their imagination could have viewed. And move, oh, God, every obstacle and every yoke, everything that has stood between each and every one of us, Lord God, and usher us into your presence in this hour, Lord God. Help us to come to know you like we have never known you, Lord God. Lord, your word says that if we would call on the Lord, that you would show us great and mighty things that we knew not of. We are here, Lord. Here we are, Lord God, calling on your name, blessing your name, Lord God, in your presence, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord God, that you might do just that. Lord God, show us great and mighty things that we know not of. Show us in your word, Lord God. Show us in your creation. Show us in the spirit, Lord God. Reveal to us your secrets, oh God. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we might go forth according to your standard and be what David was, a servant after your heart. Oh Lord God, I don't know anybody who's serving you in this day, Lord God, who does not want to be a servant after your heart. Oh Lord God, that is my heart's desire. Lord God, from a child, I've always asked you, Lord, help me. Please help me. Help me to be a servant after your heart. Oh, Lord God. And it just seems like it eludes me from time to time. But you are God, and there is nothing too hard for you. Nothing is impossible for you. Lord God, you are able to take us, Lord God, from being a most misunderstood, even if that's how we feel about ourselves, to being the most knowledgeable and most humble in your word, Lord God, and to go be the most obedient, Lord God, to your will. Oh, Lord, that's where we want to be. Oh, Lord, each and every day, Lord God, supping with the Spirit of God Almighty, supping with our Lord and Savior, communing with you, Lord God, and being obedient to your will. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to love you with all of our hearts and all of our minds and all of our souls and all of our strength, Lord God, and our neighbors as ourselves. Help us to do that, Jesus. Help, Lord God. Oh, help us, Lord God, even right now. Lord God, we lift up the word before you, asking that you bless, Lord God, as we read the book of Obadiah. Lord God, give us a revelation from on high of that we should receive, Lord God, from this book, Lord God, because all of it is there for our instruction. All of it is there for our admonition. All of it is there for us to glean something from. Father, give us that tonight. Bless us with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name, Lord God, because you are God, my Lord, and my Savior, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. Move right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and each and every one, Lord, let them feel this prayer, Lord God, in the depths of their being. Let them feel your Spirit, Lord God, moving, Lord God, even right now. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, amen. Oh, we give glory and honor and praise to the Lord God Almighty. We give glory, honor, and praise. Amen. To our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Because he is our salvation. He is our salvation. He is the Savior of our souls. He lifted us out of the muck and mire and delivered us from the bondage of sin, slavery, the bondage, the slavery of sin. Amen. And he, amen, fixed the alienated relationship that we once had so that we can commune, we can actually talk, amen, with the God of the universe. And he hears us and he answers us. I give glory and honor to the Lord on tonight. I thank the Lord. I get a little emotional, amen, when I'm talking to the Lord. I praise God. I praise God for his mercy and his love toward us. He loves us so much, so much. More than we can even fathom. He loves us more than that. More than we've ever felt another person love us. He loves us more than that. So it's unimaginable to us to have anyone that will love us no matter what we've done, no matter who we've been, no matter who we've been with. He loves us beyond all of those things. He loves us. Oh, my God, and it is overwhelming, hallelujah, to have, amen, to have that kind of love. And I just glorify the Lord for the love that he has for each and every one of us. He created us to be in communion with him. He created us to give him glory. He created us to be in relationship with him. And we were created to make his name glorious throughout the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We were created to make his name glorious, each and every one of us. Amen, amen, amen. We give glory to God. Amen. And we honor him today. Amen. We're coming from Obadiah. Amen. We're reading the entire book on today from the New King James Version of the Word of God. It actually is a very short book. It's only one chapter. Amen. And then I will allow you to go on to your Saturday evening or your Sunday morning. Amen. If you're over the if you're overseas, we're here in the United States in the Pacific Northwest. Amen. Wherever you are. Amen. I bid you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. He is there where you are, just as he is here where I am. Glory to God. Amen. We're reading from Obadiah. The vision of Obadiah. Thus says the Lord God concerning Edom. We have heard a report from the Lord, and a messenger
has been sent among the nations, saying, arise and let us arise up against her for battle. Behold, I will make you small among the nations. You shall be greatly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you. You who dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, you who say in your heart, who will bring me down to the ground? That though you ascend as high as the eagle, and though you set your nest above the stars, from there I will bring you down, says the Lord. If thieves had come to you, if robbers by night, oh, how you will be cut off. Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If grape gatherers had come to you, would they not have left some gleanings? Oh, how Esau shall be searched out, how his hidden treasures shall be sought after. All the men in your confederacy shall force you to the border. The men at peace with you shall deceive you and prevail against you. Those who eat your bread shall lay a trap for you. No one is aware of it. Will I not in that day, says the Lord, even destroy the wise men from Edom and understanding from the mountains of Esau? Then your mighty men of old Teman shall be dismayed, to the end that every one from the mountains of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. For violence against your brother Jacob, shame shall cover you, and you shall be cut off forever. In the day that you stood on the other side, in the day that strangers carried captive his forces, when foreigners entered his gates and cast lots for Jerusalem, even you were as one of them. But you shall not have gazed on the day of your brother in the day of his captivity, nor should you have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction, nor should you have spoken proudly in the day of distress. You should not have entered the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Indeed, you should not have gazed on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. You should not have stood at the crossroads to cut off those among them who escaped, nor should you have delivered up those among them who remained in the day of distress. For the day of the Lord upon all the nations is near. As you have done, it shall be done to you. Your reprisal shall return upon your own head. For as you drank on my holy mountain, so shall all the nations drink continually. Yes, they shall drink and swallow, and they shall be as though they had never been. But on Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. The house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. The house of Jacob shall be a fire. The house of Joseph a flame. And the house of Esau shall be stubble. They shall kindle them and devour them. And no survivors shall remain of the house of Esau. For the Lord has spoken. The south shall possess the mountains of Esau. And the lowlands shall possess Philistia. They shall possess the fields of Ephraim and the fields of Samaria. Benjamin shall possess Gilead, and the captives of this host of the children of Israel shall possess the land of the Canaanites as far as Zarephath. The captives of Jerusalem who are in Sepharad shall possess the cities of the south. Then saviors shall come to Mount Zion to judge the mountains of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. I have read and you have heard from the book of Obadiah in its entirety, from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, amen, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth and all our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. The prayer that I prayed earlier. Amen. I stamp another amen to the end of it. Amen. So be it. It is so. Lord God, do it in the midst of your people. Bless, heal, and deliver. Bring salvation with your mighty hand, O God. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, turn over every rock of evil, every hidden thing, Lord God. Let it be exposed right now. Full exposure, Lord God, full disclosure. and exposure right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move, Lord God, every evil out of the path, Lord God, and let your spirit, Lord God, overwhelm and overcome your people even right now, Lord God. Bring peace and bring life, Lord God, with your mighty hand of salvation. I pray for each and every one and over my house, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, oh God, and we thank you. And I hope, oh Lord God, I hope each and every soul, Lord God, will humble themselves before you. Help, help, Lord God, help, help, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Amen. I hope you will continue to join me as we continue through this journey. Amen. A year in the Word through the end of 2018. Amen. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Amen. Amen.